Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
There's a letter that's doing the rounds on social media, and we saw it on the Westport United Facebook page. And really, it's written by a volunteer sports coach. And it gives us an insight into the work he does and how little respect or thanks this person gets in return from the parents of children who play sports. Are you one of these coaches? Are you one of these children? Or more importantly, to the for the purpose of this email, I suppose, are you one of the coaches? Are you one of the parents who maybe takes them all for granted? Let's have a little look at this email, this letter that the person wrote. Today I heard a comment made about me behind my back, says this coach. I started to turn around and look, but then decided better of it and kept my eyes on the field. My wife hears things like this more often than I do, because many of you don't know who she is. She tells me what you say. I have received angry emails full of suggestions about who should be playing where and how I lost that day's game for the kids. I thought I'd write an open letter to all of you parents, even though I might never send it. I'll start it this way. I am a volunteer. I'm the one who answered the call when the club said they didn't have enough coaches or managers. I understand that you were too busy. I have some news for you, though. I'm not retired. I'm busy too. I have other children and a job just like you do. Not only do I not get paid to do this, it costs me money. I see you walk up to the game 15 minutes after it started, still dressed for work. Do you know I've already been here for over an hour? Imagine if you had to leave work early nearly every day. I've never seen you at training. I'm sure you're plugging away at the office. But I'm out here on the field trying my best to teach these children how to play a sport they love while my bank account suffers. I know. I make mistakes. In fact, maybe I'm not even that great of a coach, but I treat the kids fairly and with respect. I'm pretty sure they like coming to my training and games, and without me or someone like me, there'd be no team for them to play on. I'm part of this community too, and it's no picnic being out there on this stage like this. It's a lot easier back there with the other parents where no one is second guessing you. And I also know you think I give my son or my daughter unfair advantages. I try not to. In fact, have you ever considered that maybe I'm harder on him than on the others? I'm sure he hears plenty of criticism at school from classmates who hear it from you at home about what a poor manager I am. And if, even unconsciously, my kids are getting a slight advantage because I know them better and trust their abilities, is that the worst thing in the world considering the sacrifice I'm making? Trust me, I want to win too. I like to think I treat everyone equally. Yes, even the weaker players get a chance. After all, in my eyes, it's all about inclusion. After this game is over, it'll be the last one to leave. And I'll be the last one to leave. I have to clear the pitch, put away all the equipment, and make sure everyone has had a parent arrive to pick them up. There have been many evenings when my son and I waited with the player until after dark before someone came to get them. Many nights, I'm sure you've already had dinner and are relaxing on the couch by the time I finally kick the mud off my shoes and climb into my car, which hasn't been washed or vacuumed for weeks. Why bother cleaning it during the season? Do you know how nice it would be if, just once after a game, one of you offered to carry the heavy gear bag to my car or help collect the balls or the bibs or the bottles? If I sound angry, I'm not. I do this because I love it and I love being around the kids. There are plenty of rewards, and I remind myself that while you're at the office working, your kid is saying something that makes us all laugh or brings a tear to my eye. The positives outweigh the negatives. I just wish sometimes those who don't choose to volunteer their time would leave the coaching to the few of us who do. There you are. Lengthy old note from a volunteer to the parents of the children that the volunteer coaches. He, presuming it's a he, sounds pretty unhappy, and to the point that you'd wonder, is it worth it? Because if you're that unhappy, I wonder, would you be bothered really doing it? Because you do sound, maybe they got you on a particularly bad day. But equally, he has a point, which is that I think maybe the parents just take the mick a little bit, take it for granted, and maybe this weekend might find themselves tapping the coach and the volunteer on the shoulder and saying, by the way, I haven't said it for ages, if I ever have, thanks. And you want a hand with the kit bag. Yeah, Monsters and Men is called Crystals. Now, a lot of response to the subject of volunteers and volunteerism. Let's take a flavour of those. Regarding your email, the manager made a choice to take on this role, and we as parents are committed to many evenings of training, matches home and away, the expense of yearly fees, new kits, football boots, and mending our kids' wounded egos when they are not played it through unfairness. And nobody says thanks to us. The fight back. That email is on the money, says another. I'm glad you read it out. Can I please take this opportunity to say a huge thank you to all our coaches on the Flying Ducks ice hockey team. They go up and beyond when it comes to the team and the kids. The time and effort they're putting into getting a permanent ice rink in our country is constant. I salute each and every one of them. Thanks from the Murphy family. Go, Flying Ducks, go! Ryan, that guy is right. Parents think some clubs are a babysitting service and you don't see them during the season. Veronica says, I feel completely understand where this volunteer is coming from. As a coach assistant and club committee member for many years, I heard such ungratefulness from many parents towards coaches and chairpersons. I think it is more hurt and disappointment he feels rather than real anger. Sean, good morning to you.
Morning.
You train what age group?
We train under 10s football, Gaelic football.
All right. You heard the email there? Earlier?
Oh, I did, yeah, no. I sent back a quick reply.
And what do you think?
Well, look, it's all about the kids with us, and you have to rise above what the parents think. I take any sort of comments like that with a pinch of salt, because the reason myself and my sort of fellow coaches go out every Friday night and do blitzes is to get the kids out and to get them enjoying themselves for an hour of sort of fresh air. And we'd have 26 kids out on a Friday night.
Yes. And what about the parents? Are they grateful? Are they happy? Are they kind and helpful?
I think so. The parents generally don't. You don't see many parents at the training sessions, for instance. But they drop the kids off, pick the kids up. I don't many sort of. I would imagine the parents are grateful because they're good enough to drop the kids off on Friday night.
Do you feel appreciated and rated as a volunteer, or do you feel that it's taken for granted, like our friend who wrote the original note?
No, I feel appreciated by the club and more importantly by the kids. Because the kids are always smiling and happy and running around, and the fact we get 26 on a Friday night, we must be doing something right. So that's what's important.
So what's your message to the correspondent?
Well, the message is it's all about the kids and nothing else. That's what it's about. And it's like you said, Ryan, with tweets and things. Don't listen to the bad vibes and things, and just get on with the job in hand. And maybe you're right. Maybe it's time for him to hang up his boots. And if it's more about the parents, what they're saying, then it's. It might be time to move on.
Yeah, that's. I'm kind of veering towards that. Not to be ungrateful to what he does,
no.
But yeah, I just got the impression you're another guy doing the same job, but you're kind of saying, look, that's not an issue. So that I see where we're coming from on that one. Well, thanks for the call, Sean. Nice to talk to you.
No problem.
All the best.
Thanks.
Deborah, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan.
What did you make of the letter?
Well, like I said to your researcher, my husband could have basically written it.
Oh, really?
He also coaches in Dublin, but we don't live in Dublin, so he commutes up and down to work every day, and two evenings a week he hangs back after work to coach, and then he goes back up every Saturday for matches. And it's purely for the love of the game, but I think at times some parents do take it for granted. And it's not across the board. Like, at Christmas and the end of the year, a few of them would then give him a nice little gift just to say thanks, because it is all out of his own pocket. But he would often get grief about not picking players or if they didn't win a match. And I don't think it's fair.
But given the time he puts into it, it sounds like a second job, like a part-time job.
It is, absolutely, because we have three young kids ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And I would at times love him at home more, but he loves doing it, and you know, he puts an awful lot of time and effort into it, even at home. You know, he'd be ringing parents and other coaches, and it's just his thing. He loves to do, I suppose.
Does he ever come in the door and say, God, that mother or that father is a royal pain in the arse, and you know, sometimes I just feel I don't have to be doing this for free. You think, you know, they'd be a little more grateful. Does he ever have those moments?
Yeah, he does, and not even so much, I suppose, that they're a little more grateful, but I think sometimes what annoys them as well is some parents' reactions on the sidelines sometimes.
Like what?
Well, shouting abuse maybe at the players or at the coaches, you know, if it's not going well. I think some of them probably just take it very seriously.
Yeah, too seriously.
I forget it's a kid's game, really.
Do your any of your kids, does your husband coach any of your children?
No, my eldest is only four.
Oh, right. Oh, well,
they're not yet. Not at that stage yet.
You're not pushing them on the pitch in their nappies yet. Okay, so he doesn't have that conflict thing that the other guy was saying. That's a difficulty too. And did you mention cost? That it can cost you money out of your pocket for this volunteer job.
Every Saturday he drives back up to Dublin for matches, so that petrol cost. And then, you know, he does be making phone calls during the week too. So it's not a massive cost, but there is a cost associated with it.
Go on.
He's done quite a few coaching courses, which have all been out of his own pocket.
Okay. So, that's the true spirit of volunteerism, obviously, that you don't mind paying out of your own money to be a volunteer. Almost vocational. That's almost something that you feel you want to do, regardless of cost.
It would be his dream job if he could, you know. But he just loves to do it.
Well, he's obviously bringing a lot of happiness to a lot of kids, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah, hopefully.
You don't sound convinced.
Well, I'm sure they. I don't really go to any visits, but I'm sure they are. Like he's always busy, and like I said, some parents are very appreciative. But I think there is just a few out there that maybe forget that they're actually volunteers.
And they see
it maybe that they're a job.
Okay.
When it's not.
I hear you. It sounds like you're echoing what we heard before. Deborah, thanks for your time today. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Nice to talk to you. Okay, on that. Sean, you nailed it. It says a text. It's all about the kids and their emotional growth. And by the way, we always do a collection at the end of the season to say thanks to our manager. Well, that's in your case. Good. John says, I coach. I think it's great for the kids to get mates on the GAA pitch, and then it carries through school life and to school and life. It's all about kids and the community. So thank you for all of the above.